This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. He can draw the comics and cite economics. Creator of the Dilbert comic strip, Scott Adams. She's the Southern Belle who can raise holy hell. Fox Business Network anchor Dagan McDowell. She's got real flair and shiny hair. Host of Sincerely Cat on Fox Nation, Kat Timpf. And sharks have a Tyrus week. My massive sidekick and host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation, Tyrus. All right, Scott, you made a prediction long ago on the fate of Ms. Harris being the nominee and then possibly the likely nominee after being VP. How was this rollout? Where do you see it going?
Well, I got to tell you, it doesn't seem that anybody cares who the candidate is or who the vice president is. There was a Pew Research poll that said 56% of people supporting Biden really just care that it's not Trump who wins. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, there were another 13% who said they like Biden because of his personality and temperament, which I think is just another way of saying you don't like Trump. Mm-hmm. So if you add those together, you've got 69% of people who support Biden who don't care about anything. They just want to beat Trump. Exactly 9% of them said they cared about policies, which tells you they're just signaling that they're the complete, you know, non-science party because they've given up on the psychology of motivation, incentive, anything about human beings. And they're just going with, well, instead of a constitution and maybe a Bible to guide us on our moral and philosophical things, let's use hate, revenge, and anger. And those will be our platforms. Doesn't really matter who's running. Doesn't matter what the policies are. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if that works out.
Yeah, that's a great point. Dagan, what did you make of the rollout?
I thought it was pretty good. You know, they really put an exclamation point with that mask mandate. That was clearly an idea cooked up by Gramps, who's afraid of stepping off the porch after several months. Because you can hear that conversation happening. What about full body condoms? Can we hand those out to Americans? What about dancing? We need to outlaw dancing in this country because people are wicking the sweat off of them and it's going to make elderly people sick. Mm-hmm. But one thing about Kamala Harris, she, coming from as a woman who's about the same age, being that cheery and giggly and palsy-wowsy is exhausting, particularly with a guy who, you know, was a pervy bigot or a bigoty pervert just a short while ago and clearly passed his sell-by date. She's not going to have the energy. This is the tell. This is the giveaway. She's not going to have the energy past like a couple of years to keep this up. I think any woman in her shoes is thinking he's not going to be around for 4 years. Mm-hmm. Maybe two if he wins, not four. I'm in it to win it.
I just think that Bigoty Pervert is a great name for a cartoon character. I'm going to draw it when I get home. All right, Kat, I know that you are not particularly pleased with this decision to pick Kamala Harris. Am I right?
You're correct.
Yes.
And everyone keeps pointing to the fact that she was so mean to him in the debates and selling the I was that girl t-shirts and all those things. And they're like, this is weird now that they're a team. To me, it's not weird because you got the guy that wrote the 1994 crime bill and you have a draconian prosecutor. I think they're really a match made in heaven. Mm-hmm. I mean, Biden spent a significant amount of his career making sure that people were locked in prison for a long time for nonviolent drug crimes. And Kamala used her power as a prosecutor to ensure that people would stay in prison even when any reasonable person would have had concerns about those convictions. So it makes perfect sense to me. Do I like it? No.
Tyrus, one thing I noticed, and I know this is such an obvious observation, like how a politician could demonize somebody and then embrace them later because it's all fake. And it's actually, I don't be offended, it's almost like it's pro wrestling in pantsuits. It's like they're still... It's like they're operating. It's a performance. I knew I shouldn't have said it. I knew I should not have said it.
You're okay. You're okay. He does this all the time. You're okay.
All right. I apologize. I already apologized.
Apology accepted. But it's before that. And to be honest with you, man, I've been angry. And I talked to Cal a lot about this whole process. We always talk about overt racism, that 2% of the Republican Party that, you know, wear Confederate flag shirts and don't like people of color. We always seem to give a pass to that covert racism, that polite racism, that look what we do for you people. Mm-hmm. You can't do anything without us. We help you do everything. Mm-hmm. And this whole process has been laced. It has been disrespectful to women. It has been disrespectful to people of color. If you would have told me that the only reason why you brought me on the Greg Gutfeld show is because you needed a black guy, I would have quit.
Yeah.
And if it would have got out in the paper, you would have been fired for being a bigot.
That's
but
true.
When Biden came out, and I'm not calling him a racist, but I'm saying he let them practice racism with him. He said, we're going to have a woman. Why? Why did you have to say that? Then we're going to have a woman of color. Why? Everyone knew Kamala do this whole process was the front runner and the best one for the job, given the direction of the Democratic Party. But you had to let everybody know that, look what we're doing. We're getting a woman and a woman of color in the VP job. Not that she could have done it on her own, off her own merits. Mm-hmm. And then the media embraces it because they're all celebrating. Look what we've done. Look what we've helped you people. So now the next time they get called on something racist, you hear, but I helped get you in the VP, so I'm part of the team. Like, we never talk about it, and mainstream media seems to think it's a compliment, and it's not.
Yeah. I'm glad that you know that I didn't hire you because you were black. It's because I know you can beat up all my stalkers.
You're okay. You're okay. You're okay.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Ground control to Major Dumb. They're making NASA look like an ASA. NASA announced plans to stop referring to cosmic objects with nicknames that could be considered offensive. Yep, outer space is now subservient to gender and race. The space agency said they'll retire terms like Eskimo Nebula and Siamese Twins Galaxy in an effort to address systemic discrimination and inequality in science. At this point, we'll happily give you 5 seconds to vomit. All right. NASA says they'll work with diversity and inclusion experts for guidance on nicknames, because that's how nicknames are created, by a committee of humorless, incompetent boobs. But it got us thinking, what other cosmic titles are in need of cancellation? Well, how about the Big Bang? Seriously, what size got to do with it? I prefer plus size bang. Dwarf planet? How do you think that makes me feel? Little person planet, please. And solar system? Sorry, F the system. It's systemically solar. Replace it with social justice system. And black hole? Way to racially profile gravity. Tyrus, NASA is pathetic.
Is it racist?
Yes.
Is it racist? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I told you this whole show for me this week is two big words. Creep and racism. Those are two things that I can't get away from. I looked up Nebula.
Yeah.
Yes, it is an N-word, but it is not the one that we don't want.
Okay.
It does mean a cloud. It means a cloud or gas in space. So I can see how that's offensive. And galaxy is a gathering of stars, gas held together by gravity. So I guess a galaxy could protest at any time, so we got to watch them. But as far as Eskimo goes, then if you're going to take away Eskimo Nebula, which, by the way, I got to... galaxy and a nebula right behind me. Don't think I'm not watching them. We got to get rid of Eskimo pie. We got to get rid of Eskimo kiss. You trying to say Eskimo can't kiss like everybody else?
Yeah.
A little cute nose rub. Gotta go. Gotta go. And so, you know, that's the best I could do, Greg, to try to do something with this ridiculousness.
Dagan, did you have any nicknames growing up?
Yeah, I can't actually say them on national television. They all are like variations of my name and a curse word.
Yes.
So I totally can't use them. My name does autocorrect to Davenport in case anybody is interesting. But I'm just made up a list of just general words here on planet Earth that we should try to get rid of. Feminist.
Mm-hmm.
Fungible.
Ah.
Clammy.
Yes.
And moist.
Yeah, moist.
Is my top one.
Yeah. You know, this reminds me of the story, Scott. Do you remember the guy who landed like a spacecraft on a comet? And it was like this big deal, but the media and Twitter focused on the shirt he was wearing because it had like women in bikinis on it. And it was like, it's like science took a back seat to like woke hysteria. Do you remember that story?
I don't remember that story, but I have to say I'm totally on board with NASA getting rid of these offensive names. I got a few myself that they need to be a little more thorough on. Mm-hmm. For example, why do we call it the sun?
Yo.
Couldn't be the daughter.
True.
No, it's always the sun. How about asteroids? Mm. I prefer hemorrhoids. it's just more polite, if we can be honest about it. Yeah. How about the Milky Way?
Oh, yeah.
The Milky Way, it sounds pretty white to me.
Yes.
I'd like to see something like the chocolate Milky Way or
nice.
Maybe the Neapolitan Way. And why is it, as you said, why is it that black people get the hole?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah,
that's
true.
That's what you got, is the hole.
Well, I've been saying for years.
Who thought that through? Nobody.
Nobody.
So those are a few
I'd
change.
Did.
You get those, and I'm good after that.
Yeah. You know, Kat, what are your thoughts on this? Are you pro wokeism in outer space?
I just think that thinking about outer space is just so thought provoking and crazy to think, wow, we're just one planet, and there's all this other stuff out there, and what is that stuff, and what is all that going out there? And it's just so much to think about. So imagine... What you think about, though, is, wait, but is it what we call it offensive here? I mean, that's just the sign of a very simple, very sad brain. So, no, I'd say I'm not a fan.
Yeah. There is no final frontier to wokeism. Thanks to Scott Adams, Dagan McDowell, Kat Timpe, and Tyrus. I'm Greg Gutfeld, and I love you, America.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.